Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Happy recession, everybody. The people that stole the election in 2020 want you to feel like we are on the verge of a recovery. You and I, most of us listening to this station, know that this recession is likely to continue and eventually will plunge into a depression. As Mr. Biden is doing nothing relevant for a true recovery, in fact, every move he's making is causing the disastrous economic contractions that we are seeing. But we all experience recession differently. For me, the recession, it's all about shortages. Shortages on computer chips have pushed back the arrival dates of a wide variety of audio gear. Recently, two of some of the biggest names in microphones, Shure and Audio Technica, announced that there will be a severe shortage on wireless mic systems. That's a huge setback for organizations that depend on wireless solutions, like churches and larger venues. Some of you might think that I'm talking about waiting a couple weeks for your purchase. No, I am talking about placing orders in year 2022 and maybe seeing it in year 2025. We are here, we are now in the new normal, and more products are going to slip into the void, maybe available in 3 to 5 years. Historically, America, it's a land of plenty, so the warning signs were ignored. Surely there would always be whatever I need in the store, there when I need it. Not anymore. The microchip crisis has led to massive shortages on new vehicles. Ask any salesman at a car dealership and you'll have to order it and wait several months, if not next year. The days of walking on the car lot and finding your new car are over. You want leather seats and red interior and maybe something else that isn't usually offered? Nope, not gonna happen anymore. The shortage on new cars is so bad that the prices on used vehicles have gone up way higher than ever. To survive the recession and keep your momentum as we head into the upcoming depression, you really gotta think about your assets and if it's time to sell them. I heard recently that the large contractors are having to do this because they can't get projects done in time for building inspectors. They are having trouble paying off their short-term high-interest loans. So instead of long-term loans that don't give them enough money, they are forced to shrink and sell their assets just to make ends meet. This will hurt everybody, but probably affect the urban centers the most. While there are some radical environmental types who are secretly happy that we are suffering at the gas pump, it's important to notice that anyone that takes delight in the suffering of people is not a good person. The environmentalist wackos of today have a certain anti-human perspective. Let's go, Brandon, and hang in there. While it's going to be a bumpy ride for several more years, I'm grateful that as we hit the metaphorical rock bottom, maybe more people will wake up.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.